Hello, and thank you for tuning in to End the News here at GlobalTalkRadio.com. Today's guest is Trevor Roberts, the senior consultant at Dolphin Hypnotherapy and Psychotherapy Practice. He's based at a busy doctor's surgery in the UK and has been helping local patients there with depression, anxiety, confidence, relationship difficulties, and other issues since 1994. But perhaps more interestingly, they recently launched OnlineCounselingFast.com, and he is now available to assist patients worldwide, so we'll want to find out more about that. Trevor, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kevin. Nice to talk to you.
Well, let's start first. Maybe tell us a little bit more generally, what services do you offer?
We're a private psychotherapy practice, and we offer a range of interventions, but in the main, it's a combination of counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy, and where appropriate, hypnosis.
Well, let's talk about hypnosis. Does it really work?
It does indeed. A lot of people get very confused with the things that they see on stage and assume that that's all it is. But the use in therapy is very, very different to what they see on stage.
Well, yes, I've seen, of course, the hypnosis on stage, but as you said, I believe it's actually quite different in a medical situation, right? Could you talk?
Indeed.
Take a moment and elaborate on some of the differences then.
Sure. Basically, when we work with people on stage, all we are doing is playing around with their imagination and affecting a temporary change, which is great fun for entertainment, but not much use for therapy. You see, when we're small children, 2, 3, 4 years old, we all have the most incredible ability to play pretend and to use our imagination in the way it was originally designed to be used, to the point where you can actually experience it as real. Just for a while. This is why so many small children of that age have imaginary friends. They're very real to them. We've just forgotten how to see them. It's the same reason why when you were 3 or 4 years old, you could be out there in the backyard with your ball and tearing up and down, and you really were at the Super Bowl scoring the winning winner. it's something that we can all relate to. That's basically all we do on stage. We put people back in touch with a time when they can play pretend to the point where they can actually experience it as real, just for a while. Wonderful fun for entertainment, but as I said, not much use for therapy. In a therapeutic environment, we're working with a different area of the mind. We're not playing with the imagination. We're working with the self-image and the belief system, which is in a totally different part of the psyche. And also, more importantly, we want a long-lasting and permanent change, so the approach is different. It's cumulative. It's rather like building a house. You have to start by leveling the ground and digging the foundations. Then you build up the corners and the coursework, and eventually you can pop the roof on, and then the whole structure supports itself. So that's the major difference between the two approaches.
Well, can just anyone be therapeutically hypnotized, or is it like on stage where some can and some can't?
No, it's absolutely something that everyone can do. In fact, everyone has been hypnotized many, many times in their life, because contrary to popular belief, it's a naturally occurring phenomenon that goes around us every single day of our lives. It's just so very different from what we expect it to be because of what we see on stage that we don't notice it as such. Unfortunately, most people assume because of what they see on stage that when you're hypnotized properly, you're not going to be aware of anything, you're not going to think any thoughts, you're not going to hear anything, see anything, smell anything, taste anything, do anything, think anything, nothing. And as I always say to people, if at any point you feel like that, it's very important you tell me because it means you're clinically dead. That would be deceased, not hypnotized.
Well, why is hypnosis so effective?
Basically because it works on the unconscious mind rather than the conscious processing. The unconscious mind is all that part of our memory, perception, and wisdom that we're unaware of at any one time. It's where all our habits and self-image are stored and where they can be changed.
So what type of issues, then, have you found are most commonly applicable and treatable under therapeutic hypnosis?
Well, over the last 16 years, Kevin, there isn't much that we haven't successfully treated, if I'm honest. There's not very much that surprises me anymore. But probably the most common things we treat are broken hearts, relationship issues, depression, anxiety, phobias, and a great deal of issues with confidence. In fact, confidence is probably the most common thing that we treat because it underpins so many other problems. 95% of the people that come to us with confidence issues, if you were to meet them walking out of one of my consulting rooms and have a brief chat with them, you'd think they're the most confident, together, professional people you could ever possibly wish to meet. It does not mean they're confident. It means they're composed, which is the ability to come across that way. It doesn't mean that they're feeling comfortable with it inside. The good actors and actresses, basically. The really confident people, the people who are truly confident at a core level, these are really cool people that we all know. They just don't tend to get fazed by depression or anxiety or anything like that, because they're always confident that everything will be okay. So there's a huge correlation between core-level confidence and a lot of other things. So much of our work is dealing with boosting people's confidence and self-esteem.
You know, I think actually you're onto something there, because I think your level of confidence really does affect how you react to all those stresses in your environment.
Absolutely.
Talk about...
Absolutely. For most people, whatever stresses they have, it's not just so much the situation at the time. Mm-hmm. It's the worry that it might become. Right. And a classic example of this is, you know, most of us have been through relationship breakups. Part of what adds to the stress of that is people start to think to themselves, what if that's it? What if I never fall in love again? What if I never meet anybody else? Whereas confident people know that that's extremely unlikely, so they don't add to something that's already distressing.
So if someone comes in for hypnotherapy, how long does this treatment take?
It's not a long-term intervention, neither is the cognitive behavioral therapy that we use. So it's very difficult to give you an average, but if I had to say an average, I would say normally it's around about 8 to 10 sessions. For some things, it's only as few as 6. For others, it can be 12. But the average is around about 8 to 10 sessions. We expect to see significant improvement over that kind of time scale.
Well, you know, something that comes to my mind is, with modern medicine, they actually seem to often be treating the symptoms rather than the underlying problems, whereas in this case, it sounds like you're going right to the root of the problem. And the interesting thing,
absolutely.
And the interesting
absolutely.
Thing is, I wouldn't be surprised, though. Tell me, does health insurance cover things like this? And if not, what kind of costs does someone face?
It's difficult to say whether it would be covered in the United States. If I'm honest, I doubt it, because it's still seen as a complementary therapy rather than something that's mainstream. Certainly in the UK, the situation is that it's all done privately, because we have the National Health Service, and they only deal with traditional methods, sadly. That is something that I think long-term will change, but we're still a few years away from that at the moment, I fear.
Trevor, before I let you go, take a moment and tell me about... how you are now reaching out worldwide, and again, your new website, onlinecounselingfast.com.
Thank you. Yes, we've been in operation on a face-to-face basis locally for over 16 years, and we're becoming increasingly frustrated by the number of people that approached us from further afield that desperately wanted treatment and couldn't find suitable services nearby, but they physically couldn't get to us. But with the advent of technology and the means available in terms of video conferencing, chat, etc., it's now become possible to actually treat people all over the world by remote means. So much of our work now is done with video conferencing and, of course, Skype. So we're now treating people as far afield as Sydney in Australia, Los Angeles, New York, Durban, Calcutta. So we really have become a worldwide operation, which is fantastic.
And we've been speaking with Trevor Roberts. The website, again, is onlinecounselingfast.com. We'll put a link up there for you. And Trevor, again, I think this is some wonderful information. I'm glad you're reaching out, being able to help even more people worldwide. And thank you for being part of our program today.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Kevin. It's nice to talk to you.